This is NASCAR driver Tony Breidinger inviting you to make a pit stop at Raising Cane's for my favorite craveable chicken fingers. Turbocharge your order and get it even faster when you order online or with the Raising Cane's app. Raising Cane's chicken fingers, one love. Raising Cane's is not affiliated with NASCAR.
Imagine being the first person to ever send a payment over the internet. New things can be scary, and crypto is no different. It's new, but like the internet, it's also revolutionary. Making your first crypto trade feels easy with 24/7 support when you need it. Go to Kraken.com and see what crypto can be. Not investment advice. Crypto trading involves risk of loss. Cryptocurrency services are provided to U.S. and U.S. territory customers by Payward Ventures Inc. PVI DBA Kraken. Visit PVI's disclosures at Kraken.com/legal/disclosures.
This is Optimal Startup Daily, episode 456, The Best Marketers Read Minds, by Margot Aaron of ThatSeemsImportant.com. And I'm Dan, I am your host and narrator, reading to you every single day from these great blogs on entrepreneurship to help you optimize your business life. And now let's get right to our post from Margot as we optimize your life. The Best Marketers Read Minds, by Margot Aaron of ThatSeemsImportant.com. Talent agencies are a strange world. They have Ivy League lawyers working in the mailroom. Employees burst out in temper tantrums and no one blinks an eye. Name-dropping is an acceptable form of conveying social status and garnering respect. It's a strange, strange place. I know because in the summer of 2007, I interned at one. It wasn't really my jam. The parties, name-dropping, celebrity, not for me. But I learned a lot about the entertainment business. Later that year, I returned to college in Atlanta and landed my dream internship at CNN. Finally, to be around journalists where they didn't care about status and power and parties and entertainment, just integrity and telling the truth. Yeah, my naivete bubble burst pretty quickly after my first day on the job. After interning in LA for a summer, it was pretty clear to me that CNN was in the entertainment business. Puzzling part was that CNN employees believed they worked in journalism. 3 hours of waiting for some unknown dignitary to get off a plane was important, they said. That's what the people want to know, they said. We have a responsibility to the public, they said. This is news, they said. They believed, like we all do, in the story they told themselves. What story? The truth is that both of the companies where I was working were in entertainment. They make money because you watch movies and TV, but they don't view themselves as being in the same industry. One believes it's in advertising and sales. The other believes it's in journalism and media because of the story. Story and storytelling are buzzwords we love to abuse in marketing. But what does that even mean? When we say story today, we mean the things you tell yourself in the confines of your own mind. The things you think are true about the world, but they're not exactly. Like this, smart people get good grades. You're not really an adult unless you're married and you have a house. And professional people wear suits. These are stories we believe. They aren't lies, but they're also not true. Some very smart people get very bad grades. You can be an adult without a house. Professional people can wear hoodies. These stories exist in our minds and define our worldview. They're difficult to identify because we don't recognize them as stories. We recognize them simply as how the world works. The truth is irrelevant. This man doesn't exist. The man in a Hathaway shirt. It was one of the first print ads to use story appeal to sell a product in 1951. The story is not about an eye patch or a shirt. It's about the type of man who buys a Hathaway shirt. But his story sold tens of thousands of shirts. It doesn't matter if it's true. It matters that your customer believes the story. No, not the story of the fictional man in the Hathaway shirt. The other story. The story of who your customer becomes when he puts on a Hathaway shirt. That story. It's the same story with every brand. Who your customer becomes when they put on Nike sneakers, eat Kind bars, or use your software. The truth is irrelevant. It's the story that matters. And to know the story you need to tell your customer, you have to identify the story they're telling themselves. You have to know how to read their mind. How to read minds. The data on what your customer believes will never show up in your market research. It won't show up in surveys. It won't show up in interviews. It exists between the lines, in the silences. To read your customer's mind, you have to have different ears. Yes, ears. You have to listen to what they don't say. Listen to what they do. Listen to their behavior. Listen for their assumptions. Listen for the stories they've told themselves about the way the world works. It's our job to connect the dots between what they say and what they do. It's our job to listen for the story. They say, "I try to cook 3 times a week. I just don't have time." The untrained ear hears, "They're busy. They really want to be healthier. We need to emphasize convenience and locale in our marketing." Trained ears hear, "They want to cook because they think they should, but honestly, they don't give an F. It's not a priority for them. They just feel guilty about how much they order takeout. They'd be happier if they allowed themselves to not feel like shit about how much they order out." Knowing that story leads your team to craft a brand message about reducing the guilt instead of being healthier. The difference between those two stories is millions of dollars. What the best marketers know. The story your customer tells themselves determines where they spend their time, attention, and money. The best marketers know that the only thing that matters is what your customer believes. The stories they believe about themselves and about the world determine their behavior. The best marketing works when the brand story and customer stories match up. For example, if your customer story is this, "I'm centrist, but I lean left because that's just reasonable." Their brand is CNN. CNN's story is, "We report the news. We tell people the things they need to know. We are serious journalists, but we lean left because that's just reasonable." If their story is, "I'm a right-wing conservative and the liberal media is deceiving all of you and brainwashing you. I don't trust anyone," then their brand is Fox. Fox's story is, "We are the whistleblowers on the evil leftist conspiracy. We're doing you a service. We are the only ones you can trust." If their story is, "I'm exhausted and it's been a long day and right now I don't give a rat's what's going on in Syria," their brand is Bravo. Bravo's story is, "Pour yourself a glass of wine and come hang out with us. Don't take yourself so seriously. We won't judge you. You're safe here. Compared to our reality stars, your life is drama-free." The best marketers know that the brand story and the customer story must be aligned. Otherwise, the marketing won't work. You just listened to the post titled, "The Best Marketers Read Minds," by Margot Aaron of ThatSeemsImportant.com. We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search. Match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites. One of the things I love about Indeed is that it filters out those incompatible applicants. So when you're hiring, the process is much faster, and you only have to consider applicants that are already likely to be a great fit. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/startup. So just go to Indeed.com/startup right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/startup. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed. You don't need me to tell you that something always comes up when you're running a small business. Take the pain out of payroll benefits and HR and put the joy back in running your business with Gusto. Gusto's payroll and HR services can make it a little easier. Gusto was designed for you, the small business owner. They take the pain out of running a business, automatically calculating paychecks, filing payroll taxes, setting up open enrollment. Gusto does it all. Want more? Time tracking, health insurance, 401k, onboarding, commuter benefits, offer letters, access to HR experts. Well, you get the idea. With Gusto, you can focus on the joy of running your business, and it's super easy to set up and get started. And if you're moving from another provider, Gusto can transfer all your data for you. So it's no surprise 94% of customers are likely to recommend Gusto. 94. And here's the best part. Because you're a listener, you get 3 months totally free. All you have to do is go to gusto.com/OWD. Again, that's gusto.com/OWD. And I'm telling you, you're going to love Gusto. Get started today. And big thanks to Margot Aaron. You can come by thatseemsimportant.com to read a lot more from her. And if you're curious about where the site name came from, there's a nice little section on her About page that I'll share with you right now. She says, quote, "I want you to start being honest about who you are and what you want, to stop judging yourself by other people's success metrics and start defining your own. In order to do that, we've got to shed the layers of bullshit you've acquired over the years and rewrite the invisible scripts that are ruining your life. If we have any hope of getting you to blend meaningful work and making money, we need to get through the muck of the emotional baggage we prefer to ignore. So we're going to talk about that, because that seems important." End quote. So there you have it. You can come by thatseemsimportant.com for a lot more great content. But that's it for another edition of Optimal Startup Daily. Hope you enjoyed the post and are having a great day, and I will see you right back here tomorrow, where your optimal life awaits.